Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
David Letterman's show. Last show was last night. Here's a little bit of David Letterman's last monologue.
I want to tell you one thing. I'll be honest with you. It's beginning to look like I'm not going to get the Tonight Show.
I don't think
so. Now, here's the problem when you don't have your own show anymore. Here's the problem.
Oh, sir.
When I screw up now,
yes,
and Lord knows I'll be screwing up,
yeah,
I have to go on somebody else's show to apologize.
That's the problem.
That's the problem. I remember, Paul, you remember this, when we started the show, there were mixed responses. On the one hand, some people said that the show didn't have a chance. Remember that? Half of the people said, that show doesn't have a chance. On the other hand, the other half of the people says, that show doesn't have a prayer.
That's a...
It was funny. It was really funny. I kind of teared up every once in a while, and they gave some.
I'm Big Al and Kelly love David. That's
loved
your guy.
Loved it.
I've always had a crush on him.
And they showed some Kelly. They showed some behind the scenes where he was in the writers' room and some of the people that you never would see on the show. It just was cool. It made him human. You know,
right?
It was really, really cool.
Because you always just see him as the host sitting in that chair in his suit.
Showed him arriving in sweatpants,
right?
Bag over his shoulder. It was really, really cool.
And whether you're a David Letterman fan or not, everybody knows him for those top 10 lists.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, everybody knows what the top 10 list is with David Letterman. And last night he had the last one. And it was the top 10 things I've always wanted to say to Dave. Now, there was a bunch of celebrities that had to read the punchlines. But
celebrities.
All 10 would take forever. So here are the top three for you, okay?
Okay.
Number three, Peyton Manning.
Dave, you are the comedy. What I am, the comedy.
Number two, Tina Fey.
Thanks for finally proving men can be funny.
I like that. Things I've always wanted to say to Dave. Number one, Bill Murray, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Dave, I'll never have the money I owe you.
Oh, no.
And fitting that Bill Murray was the last one because he was his first guest, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was delivered in this order. Alec Baldwin, then Barbara Walters, then Steve Martin. I mean, these are all A-listers.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Then Jerry Seinfeld, then Jim Carrey, Chris Rock, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Peyton Manning, Tina Fey, and then finished off with Bill Murray.
I was surprised that Regis wasn't on there. But
he was
that?
On the day before.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's what it was. I was reading a little bit about it.
We have 10 spots for that top 10 list.
That's true.
And here's David's thinking. He's thinking this family on his last show.
I remember the first time we were going to have Mom on the show, and I called her, and I said, Mom, we would like you to be on my show. And Mom said, you have a show? And it's been nothing but fun ever since. I want to thank my own family, my wife, Regina, and my son, Harry. Just seriously, just thank you for being my family. I love you both. And really, nothing else matters, does it?
They're in the audience. Yeah. Watch Kid TV.
I've never seen Harry before.
Yeah. Me neither.
It's cool because he's young.
Yeah.
Really young.
Yeah, Dave's going to get to spend a lot of time with him.
And that's probably had to do with him finally calling it quits. Conan O'Brien was there talking about what it was like to take over for late night. From David Letterman.
I took over David Letterman's iconic late night television show. I was a complete unknown. And after going on the air in September of 1993, I got the kicked out of me. Okay? Critics despised me. The ratings were bad. The conventional wisdom, everybody thought that I should be immediately canceled. And then something miraculous happened. We got a message that David Letterman wanted to come on as a guest. He didn't go on other people's shows. But on February 28th, 1994, David Letterman walked onto my set and he blew the doors off the place. It's easily one of the happiest nights of my professional life. If you have ever liked any silly or stupid thing that I've done on television over the 22 years, you must know that it probably never, never would have happened if it weren't for Dave. Wow. Would not have happened.
That's strong. It makes me tear up for some reason.
That's strong. I love that. I love that guy, and so many people have great things to say about him.
Yeah.
I love that. I don't know. It's, yeah, it kind of made me tear up last night. I'm almost.
Did he tear up?
Yeah, he kind of did. He kind of did.
He's not an emotional guy at all.
But you could tell he was feeling it, you know?
Yeah, he doesn't like touchy-feely, but you could definitely tell.
All I could think about is he's going to wake up today and then what? That's what I was thinking about coming in this morning. I'm like, David Letterman's going to wake up this morning.
What's it like?
I have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be like that for all of us eventually.
Sure, right.
I think.
It'll probably feel like a really long vacation.
Some of us sooner than others.
Yeah.
Right?
Waking up with nowhere to go.
Jimmy Fallon still had his show going on, and they got to compete against each other. He joked about David Letterman's last show. So here's Fallon talking about the last show.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Tonight Show. This is it. You're here. You made it. This is it. This is the show to do it. I'm your host, Jimmy Fallon, and I want to thank you for watching this on your DVR after you watch Letterman. I had kind of a weird day. This morning, my dad called me up, and he was like, so tonight's your last show, huh? No, Dad, that's someone else. And he was like, oh, well, wishful thinking. And he hung up.
Are you serious?
That's pretty funny.
So much respect for him, because you didn't see this when Jay Leno went away.
No, no.
At all.
People don't like him.
Mm-mm. At all.
Mm-mm.
He's not very well liked in that world.
What does he care?
He doesn't care. He's rich.
Care. He's got cars.
Yeah.
But don't you want cars? Once you do end this, don't you want people to still like you? Because people still don't
people
like Jay Leno.
Have an innate desire to be
he
liked.
Lost that a long time ago.
Yeah.
I mean, Letterman didn't like him. You know. So.
Right. Shannon, you have Letterman's last goodbye. Let's play it. Do you want to hear that
out? Sure. Yeah.
Because I know you want to watch it, but you.
This is the part that I didn't get to see. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's David Letterman's last goodbye.
The only thing I have left to do for the last time on a television program, thank you and good night.
For the Foo Fighters.
It's his favorite band. Yeah.
How cool is that?
Very cool.
He kept it simple,
sweet.
Heart
surgery, he had the Foo Fighters on.
Play Everlong, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
Now, Big Al Mac. Unfortunately, the one time you were on Letterman was not featured in any of the last episodes.
Flashback.
Doggone it.
Like, I don't know why
it
not.
Didn't make the best of.
Didn't make the best of. But this was, I guess, a highlight in my career, and especially back then, my young radio career. I'd only been on the air for probably less than 5 years, maybe 3 or 4 years
yeah.
as a kid. So when I got the word that Letterman was filming at this luggage store, they wanted me to just go hang out and maybe be on the show. So
this how many hours were you waiting?
I was in this tiny 1,500 square foot luggage store for about 2 hours.
2 hours.
Browsing.
Not bad.
Browsing.
Oh, trying to act have you like, ever been in this place? I think it's still there.
Is it tiny?
I think so.
It might still be there.
I think the owner has retired. But anyway, David Letterman and the show, they would come to this store maybe, I don't know, maybe 5 times over the, you know, over the career of the show.
Uh-huh.
And over the life of the show. And they would just film the luggage store.
Is it kind of how he, at least for me, I didn't see
and
this
talk.
Back then, but they would do the deli,
same
and they
thing.
Had the guy that worked in the deli, and
same
they would
thing.
Just cut to him sometimes?
Yeah, same thing. I mean, it's a luggage store.
Okay.
So it's a boring store. So then they got Late Night with David Letterman, the big truck, and I was there just trying to maybe, hopefully, possibly be on the show.
And we found this.
Yeah.
We thought this gem was lost, and it's not.
Yeah.
And here's 2 minutes and 26 seconds of Big Al Mac goodness on David Letterman's show.
Yep.
Do you mind if we talk to the gentleman who's looking around?
No. Okay. No,
right ahead. Is that the guy right behind you?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, just
ask
him.
He's on the phone right now.
He's on the phone right now. Who the hell is he talking to?
Hey,
pal, it's a luggage store, all right?
By the way, we have the video up at KidTV.com.
Oh, my
this
gosh.
Is... hilarious. KidTV.com if you want to watch Big Al Mac wearing an oversized hockey jersey.
I was wearing a hockey jersey and my Samuel L. Jackson Kango hat backwards.
Okay.
What kind of facial hair were you rocking?
I'm rocking the goatee, baby.
Look great, Al.
Okay. I'm going to start it over for KidTV so we could watch it in its entirety. But now that you know, KidTV.com if you want to see Big Al Mac back in the day. Here we go. David Letterman. Yep.
Do you mind if we talk to the gentleman who's looking around?
No.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Is that the guy right behind you?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, just
he's on the phone right now.
Who the hell is he talking to?
Hey, pal, it's a luggage store, all right?
Yes.
How do you do? Nice to see you. Kathy asked him if we can help him.
Oh, okay. Can we help you?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
Give me a little break on this bag. I'm trying.
Kathy, wait a minute.
That's the top of the line. I want the nicest one.
Yeah. All right. Kathy, let me.
I want the nicest one.
Kathy, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Let's talk it over. How much of a break is he looking for?
How much of a break are you?
What will it take to make this deal?
I'm thinking 30-40%.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just throwing a number out there.
All right, Kathy, here's the deal. Kathy, I'll cover the full price of the bag, and you just mark it down to whatever you want. Let the guy have it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's goodwill for you.
Aww. I never heard
that. I'll tell you what. Uh-huh. Now, Kathy, just ask the guy, does he have a bag picked out? Does he have one in mind?
Yes, he does have a bag picked out.
Okay, all right. Here's what you do. Say, sir, today is your lucky day. Name your own price. Go ahead, say that.
Okay, sir, this is your lucky day. Name your own price.
Name my own price? Name my own price? Oh, my God. $5.
Okay. Thank you very much. There you go, sir. Congratulations, and thank you for shopping Preston Luggage.
Yeah, thank you.
There you go. Make the deal. Take it. Take it, Kathy, and we'll let him get the thing and take the money and... And there you go, and write up the thing.
You got a bag for $5.
There you go. Let him buy the bag for $5.
No.
Make him happy. Okay. Thanks, Al. Nice going. All right.
Great bag, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Al, how cool is that?
Mac Letterman chemistry.
Isn't that cool?
Oh my gosh, that is so cool.
Isn't that cool?
You made David Letterman laugh.
Yeah, I mean, I
more
didn't
than
realize
once.
I didn't realize how big that was back then when it happened. But looking back on it, I mean, man, that was cool.
That was cool.
That was really cool.
Al, do you have a tear in your eye?
Yeah, that was really cool.
Al, is really cool.
That's really cool.
Where's that back now?
I was going to say,
it's
how cool it was.
Al's crying.
And I heard that they played that on airplanes from time to time. You know, they played certain TV shows and stuff, because somebody told me that they actually saw it on an American Airlines flight.
Oh, where's the bag now?
Kind of teared up a little bit.
He gave it to Kurt or something.
I didn't even have a laptop back then, man. I gave that bag to Kurt, my best friend.
Don't you wish you still had it?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to call Kirk and see if he still has it.
You should. That's a David Letterman bag right there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool, Al.
That's very, very cool.
I know those people were scared. This brother walking around in the luggage store in that part of town
for two hours.
They probably didn't know what was going down. But
Al's wearing an extremely baggy hockey jersey and these shorts that barely reached the top of his knees. Just barely.
Oh, man.
That was one of the tight shorts.
That was a great. I love that. I'm glad they sent that to us or however we got it. Thank y'all for whoever was involved in that.
We'll post it up at kidnation.com so you can watch it, because it was actually a pretty funny clip. And watching it makes it even more funny.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, don't forget, Beat the Bank coming up in 10 minutes. It gets here faster than you know it. And I also... I'll update you on my latest adventures with my son, Kaysen, my 3-year-old son. Kelly, I'm sure you remember when your daughter was 3 years old and doing the weirdest things
in
the world.
Terrible threes. It is not the terrible twos. Everybody thinks, man, twos, a breeze.
Threenagers.
I am like sailing through this, and then it's three.
Yeah.
When that hits.
Yeah, I've been told.
Trust me, there's light at the end in the tunnel, and that is four.
Good. Now, Big Al Mac, what you got over there?
You know what? We do this thing called I Have a Dream. Normally, we do it in February.
But
if we get a letter that kind of sticks out, we do it just whenever. And I have a letter right here that we didn't get to back in February.
Okay.
I want to go ahead and bring on Miss Hood. I think we have her on the phone, and share this with you guys.
Hi.
Hi, Miss Hood. How are you? This is Big Al, Kelly, JC, and Jenna from the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I know I'm kind of catching you off guard, but I got a letter from one of Myron's teachers, and I thought I would read it to you. Is that okay?
Yes.
Myron is your son. All right, here we go. I am a PE teacher at a junior high school in Slidell, Louisiana, just north of New Orleans. This is my first year at this particular school. One of my paraprofessionals has a son, Myron, and he has CP. He's a freshman in high school, but the bus drops him off at our school in the afternoons. He is full of energy and always smiling. We were in the gym one day, and I was joking with him about shooting a layup in basketball. He's wheelchair-bound. He loves playing basketball, but he isn't able to throw the ball high enough to make it into the regular basketball goal. My dream is for Myron to have an adjustable basketball goal that is accessible that will allow him to fulfill his dream to play basketball. That's from Misty.
Yes, he's right. He's full of energy and everything, and he loves, loves, loves sports.
He does.
Yeah, but he's in a wheelchair, sure. So that tends to get in the way from time to time, right?
Right.
I hear he has a birthday coming up at the end of the month.
Yes, he does. He'll be 16.
Well, listen, we have an adjustable basketball goal for your son, Myron, coming your way.
Yay!
That's awesome. That hopefully takes something off of his birthday wish list.
Right?
Yes. Awesome.
Is he there with you right now, Mrs. Hood?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, Myron.
Hey, Myron. How you doing, man?
Good.
He's like, who are these people on their phone?
We're from the Kid Credit.
Oh, Cred- no.
Oh, you know?
Oh, you know? Yeah.
I love you guys. I love Kid Credit. Good morning.
Aw, thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you, Myron.
Myron, we heard you're a big basketball fan, huh?
Oh, yeah. Love basketball.
Well, we just let your mom know the good news, but I'll let Al tell you himself.
We have a basketball goal coming that's just for you. It's an adjustable basketball goal that even though you're in a wheelchair, you will be able to play some basketball, shoot some hoops, maybe even do some slam dunks, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I mean, Myron, it's going to go low enough for you to even dunk.
Cool.
You take care, man. Have a great summer, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Bye, hey, baby.
Myron, send us videos of you shooting the basketball. We want to see how your shot improves over the summer,
yeah,
okay?
If I can give you a few pointers, I will.
No, Al's not that good.
Okay.
All right. Take
All right.
care, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for listening. You're so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mrs. Hood?
Yes.
All right.
We just want to say thank you so much for allowing us to talk to you and Myron this morning, and I hope he enjoys the basketball hoop, okay?
He will. Thank you. God bless you.
And God bless you, too. There he goes.
Very cool.
That's so cool, Al. We got that basketball hoop
just
for him.
Just have one laying around here, yeah.
Oh.
Amazing.
Right. I don't think it's laying. No. Just laying around right there?
Yeah, it's having to have a basketball.
Well, Al still has to assemble it.
And a right. adjustable basketball goal. Wow. Who knew?
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Oh, it's that time. Big Al Mac, how much money could you win playing Beat the Bank?
You could win up to $1,000.
Yes.
Right.
It changes every single time we play, so it could be a little bit less.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's up to you to decide when you want to get out of the bank vault, and your time to play is now. We're looking for caller number 17 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll play Beat the Bank. Hopefully score you some money.
Okay.
Now, while we wait for our contestant, Kelly's got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up. What are some stories you're working on?
I'll tell you, one of our listeners has given us a major celebrity scoop.
Yeah.
Really?
And this is what I love. This happens every once in a while. Our listeners are paying attention to celebrities around them.
Yeah.
We don't always have a celebrity encounter, but when we do, and it's scandalous, they're letting us know.
Okay.
Thanks, Kid Nation.
I'm so excited. Thank you to our listener, Andrea.
So, what is it?
Well, we'll tell you in the Showbiz Top 5.
Oh,
coming up in less than an hour, Big Al Mac.
Oh,
and also, Kelly was hacked. About a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and we have Kelly's Ethical Hacker coming on the show to give us some major advice.
Yeah, there are good hackers and there are bad hackers. You have to know how to hack to fight the hackers.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to fight hacking with hacking.
And I have not had any, where's some wood? I haven't had any trouble since.
Good. Good. And hopefully you won't. This guy, he's legit.
I don't think that's wood, Kelly. I think that's like...
Of course, wood.
No, that's wood.
It is.
This is wood, Al.
The trim,
feel
honey.
It.
The trim.
Oh, trim. All right.
This part's wood, too.
Wood trim. All right.
Top's wood.
Got it.
Whatever.
No, that's for Micah.
He'd hit Al's glasses.
Yeah. Al's glasses are wood material.
Yeah, you can.
I told you guys that I taught my son two words that I wish I hadn't taught him earlier on the show. I have a 3-year-old son named Kaysen. He is a three-nager. He's 3 years old.
And your daughter's how old?
My daughter is 1.5. She's still a pretty... She's tame right now.
Okay.
She's wild, but she's tame. Kaysen is starting to talk and have conversations. And the one thing I wanted to do when I became a parent was I wanted to take all the things that I viewed negatively when I was a kid and make them positive for my kids.
Exactly.
What, like broccoli?
No. I mean, yeah, vegetables would be one of those. But when you make mistakes, I remember when I was a kid, if I would spill a glass of water, my grandma would yell at me to the point
Really?
Of being in tears for God knows how long. Mm-hmm. It scarred me. And I started noticing that as I grew up, little mistakes would really just kill me. Yeah. I would feel like I would have to go sit in a corner because I wouldn't be able to get over the littlest mistakes, just dropping something and breaking it.
Hmm.
And so when I started noticing that my son, you know, started dropping glasses of water,
sure,
and maybe some yogurt.
Being a toddler.
Yeah, I noticed that I would get mad at him and I had to draw back and say, no, this is not the right way to go about it. Mm-hmm. So instead of getting mad at him, I pull him off to the side and I hold his hands and I look him in the eyes. And it happened probably 3 weeks ago where he dropped just a glass of water.
Yeah.
And he started crying right as soon as he did it because he knew I was going to get mad. And that's when I knew I had been making a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled him aside and I said, Kaysen, it's okay. When something goes wrong, you just say, it happens.
Okay.
It happens.
It happens.
And it started working, you know? Hmm. He started, like, if he would make little, you know, drop a little bit of yogurt here. Oh, it happens, Papa. Yeah, Kaysen, it happens. Drop some water. It happens, Papa. And he's getting it. You know, little mistakes. Don't let them get to you as
all
much.
Right. Okay. That sounds good.
Now, this is a message for my son. Kaysen, you can't cut my guitar strings and then say, it's okay, Papa. It happens.
Cut your guitar strings?
You can't push your sister off the couch and say, it's okay, Papa, it happens.
Oh, no. Backfire.
You can't lock me out of the house and say, it's okay, it happens. This little guy thinks now he can get away with everything.
Man, you're a little terrorist.
It happens.
Yeah.
You got a little bit of marker on the TV. It's okay, Papa. It happens. No, Kaysen, you took the marker and put it on the TV.
Oh,
you
boy.
Took the scissors and cut my guitar strings. It doesn't just happen.
At least you didn't teach him the other one, like the bumper sticker.
Oh, instead of it.
It, yeah, it happens.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to teach my son
first. How are you handling these?
Oh, Kelly.
Blatant. Yeah, how do you teach him to differentiate?
I don't know now because I
start getting mad again, I guess.
Yeah. I told him, I'm like,
mister, this did not just happen.
Yeah.
This did not just happen.
It didn't just happen. You did it. You did it. You cut my guitar strings. I got home and he's standing there with my guitar strings that are just all cut in the same spot. Obviously, they didn't just pop. And I'm like,
you did it.
Didn't just happen. It's okay.
Did you beat him?
Yeah, of course.
With something.
No, I didn't beat him.
Hot Wheels track.
Did you beat him with the guitar strings he cut?
There you go. Or just the guitar.
Did you punish him? Or what'd you say?
I don't know how to. I didn't punish him.
There's a lot of things you can punish him for.
I told him you're not allowed to do that. You can't. It happens. It's just for mistakes.
Accident.
Is what I try to tell him. But he thought, he goes, it was an accident. I didn't mean to cut it.
Oh, please.
This guy.
He's working you.
This guy over here. He already is working me, Kelly.
He is.
He takes something
out. You wait till the girl starts figuring out how to work
you.
It's going to be worse.
He cut my guitar strings. That's like my prized possession.
Maybe he was tired of hearing you play.
No, because then he asked for a song when he was going to sleep, and I couldn't play him a song. And then guess who throws a temper tantrum?
Well, you just say, I can't play one.
You should have said,
it happens.
It happens.
Yeah. I didn't know it happened.
It happens.
Oh. Was there anything you ever regretted teaching Emma Kelly to say besides die, die, die?
I accidentally said some words in front of her that she repeated.
I wish death on you or.
I don't.
I wish death on you.
Oh, Kelly used to wish death on people all the time.
I used to.
Audibly?
I don't do that anymore.
Who's the last person you wish death on?
Oh, gosh, it's been years ago. I used to wish death on people that were, you know, like cut me off in traffic. I wish death on you. That's a little extreme, right?
That's intense.
That is way extreme.
I don't do that anymore. I just wish, like, maybe they would get pulled over for speeding. See, that's a lot nicer, right?
Yeah.
Or
I wish
like,
5 miles down the road, I look over and your car is broken down or you have a flat. I wish things like that.
She calmed down.
Way kinder than wishing death.
I
realized that was a little bit extreme.
Does she know swear words now?
Of course.
Well, she's really obsessed with curse words. She says, I know four.
Which one?
And she'll tell me, like, you know, the S words. You know, she'll dance around. She won't say them. She's like, are there any other curse words that I don't know? I said, yeah, there are more.
Yeah,
what do they mean? I said, well, they're really, some of them don't have meaning. They're just like
some of them are
just things you say out of frustration.
They're really kind of the same at some point. Yeah.
Well, what are they? She wants me to tell her what they are. And I'm like, well, no. Do you say them, Mommy? Sometimes I do. I'm a little too honest with her.
Yeah. Well, you're supposed to be honest with your kids. You can't lie.
Well, Bill is telling me I have too many grown-up conversations with her, but it's always been her and me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, she never did baby talk.
I think that's good.
I discuss things with her. I check in with her how she's feeling. Mm-hmm. He's like, you're the parent. It doesn't matter how she's feeling. You just say, this is the way it is.
Yeah.
And that's true.
Mm. It's hard to do.
It is hard.
How old was your kid when they started swearing?
Yeah. We discuss swearing.
It happens. Oh, you got one now?
No, you?
No.
Come on, JC. I thought you said you were going to have one.
Okay, I'll do one.
The rhyming rap are over.
I'll do the next one.
All right.
If you didn't get in this hour, don't worry. We're going to play Beat the Bank again. Coming up in less than one hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Actually, 50 minutes. Let's meet our contestant, Jeff. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I'm having a good day. Finally getting through. I'm speechless.
Oh. Yeah, that's good, Jeff.
Well, can you say you're speechless? Can you say the word stop?
I can definitely say stop.
Okay, good.
All right, good, because you're going to have to put that into use when we throw you in the Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault. The banker's going to yell numbers at you, Jeff, and as soon as you hear the amount that you think is getting up there and the vault's about to close, you got to say stop, and you get that amount of money. But if you don't say it in time and the vault shuts on you, you get nothing.
Ooh, we don't want...
And like it.
Definitely do they don't have want that. To like it?
No.
But I hope you get some money, man, to kick off the 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you driving right now, Jeff?
I am driving to work in the DFW rain that we have that just seems not to go away.
Mm. Wet roads
out
there.
It's such a shame you hear about, you know, like California and this extreme drought.
Yeah.
And, you know.
It's like the rest of the country is getting all the water.
Mm-hmm.
We're flooding.
And the West Coast is getting nothing. And they shame some celebrities. There's a list of the people.
Yeah, the aerial views of their yards. Just lush really? And green acres.
It needed to be done.
Oh, man. Jeff, where do you work?
I work at a safe company. I'm a director of customer service. So if their safe breaks down, they call me and I fix it.
Awesome. All right. Look at that. I can
call
tell you're a nice
guy.
Call
me and I fix it.
Right.
Perfect. By the way, Jeff, even if it's $1,000, you must yell stop, okay? We don't want that to close on you.
Will do.
I got to remind you of that.
All right.
All right, Jeff. Let's try to win you some money with
Beat the Bank.
$220.
Okay.
380. 440. 490. 510. 600. 650.
Jeff says 650
nice.
Good.
Oh, buddy.
Nice job, Jeff. Nice job, buddy.
Feeling 650 this morning.
Nice job, Jeff.
Yeah.
All right. How, what are you going to do with 650 bucks, man?
Dude, I don't know. I've got a wife at home that stays home with my two boys that are actually currently right now three, even though they are 10 months apart. Maybe birthday presents. I don't know. It's a blessing.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, 2 3-year-olds in the same house.
10 months apart, so that was like bam, bam.
Irish friends, you know they call that?
They are the best of friends right now. And of course, at first, they weren't, but now that they're playing well, they're
good.
Best of friends.
That's great.
Yeah. Jeff, don't teach them to say it happens, because they use that against you. All right.
Not.
All right, Jeff Tidman just won $650. Just for fun, Jeff, would you like to see how high this goes?
Sure.
All right, let's check it out.
1,000.
Oh!
Oh! 650, I'll take it.
All right.
Oh my God.
Look at Jeff staying positive. I respect that, Jeff.
Man, two seconds away. From...
Not even, Al.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Oh, I don't know why that made me scream. I can't believe it.
Kelly's tearing up over here.
That was shocking.
Hey, it's still $650, Jeff. Sure.
That was the most shocking Beat the Bank ever.
It was.
Thanks, Chris Harrison.
The one the other day where it went so fast.
Yeah, right.
Pretty scary, too.
Jeff, right, have a wonderful day. Enjoy your money, okay, buddy?
Will do.
There goes Jeff right there with his $650. Man.
That's hilarious.
I don't think we've had that happen.
No, we haven't.
Where it's like literally that. A second away from $1,000.
Banker's getting bored. He's trying to mix things up a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel that.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Welcome to Thursday, by the way. We're one day away from the weekend. Hopefully a 3-day weekend for you.
Yeah.
Hopefully it is.
Memorial Day weekend. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We would like to have you call in and let us know those crazy things you may be doing.
Yeah,
you know,
we'll tell you if you're crazy or not.
You may do that one thing that makes somebody look at you sideways and you're thinking to yourself, hey, I guess it's not as normal as I thought. Like, you got some examples, Big Al?
I like what Elizabeth does. She hit us up on Twitter. She goes, I get up every morning, I shower, brush my teeth, then I lay back down for 30 to 45 minutes for a morning nap instead of just sleeping later.
A morning nap.
Does that make me crazy?
No, I love it.
Does that make me lazy?
I love that, Elizabeth.
That's great.
Burton writes, when I hear Big Al on the radio, the mental picture I get is Randy Jackson from American Idol. Does that make me crazy, racist, or both?
Does that make me slightly racist?
That's a new bit. Does that make me racist?
We might have to go with slightly racist.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to go full racist.
Next week, we'll do that.
No.
No. Why not?
Yeah. Oh, can you imagine?
We might get some
funny
ones.
That is a funny thought.
Tracy wrote us and said, when someone is getting hypnotized on TV, I concentrate really hard to see if they can hypnotize me. Does that make me crazy? Yes, because then you're not going to be able to get out of it.
That would, yeah.
Oh, so you believe people can really be hypnotized?
I've done it before, and I faked it, but that was me.
Yeah.
I did it just for it was at the fair, and I felt like the people needed a show.
Yeah, right? The entertainer and you
give
came
the people what they want.
Yeah, it's what the people wanted, Jenna. I felt like I was.
Felt obligated almost.
Yeah, I felt obligated. Work. Now, I felt relaxed, but I was not under his spell or anything.
You don't think you were.
At least I don't think I was. And I did some pretty... And it lets you do the crazy stuff that you want
to
do.
You have to do the chicken thing.
Yeah, I did chicken.
Mm. Oh, I pretended... the same old thing.
I pretended I was a dragon with an itchy butt. So I had to scratch my butt on the like the dogs do.
Wow.
It's so weird because, you know, it's like... I know I've got it. Oh, Lord. Here I go. I got to do it.
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. Jenna, do you have any?
Itchy butt? What?
Never mind. No, not itchy butt.
We're just going from that into the next.
That's your nickname. You've always wanted a nickname. Now we got itchy one
butt.
For you.
Jenna, got any dragon itchy butt? No, I'm good right now.
Jenna Itchy Butt Owens over there.
Great.
Alyssa, welcome to the Does That Make Me Crazy lines. How you doing?
Oh, my gosh. Hello, y'all.
Hey, what do you do?
Huh?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I will be driving down the road, and it doesn't matter what it looks like, how horrible it is, but I have to look at roadkill, I guess, to see what it is or what happened to it.
You're like a forensics roadkill expert?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, and I have to do just the opposite. I have to drive away.
It's gross.
How intense do you get? Like you get
an autopsy?
Yeah.
Sometimes I accidentally swerve my car a little bit because I'm staring at it so much just to see what happened to it or how bad it got ran over.
Do you have gloves in your car so you can get out and inspect it?
No, I don't. But okay. I need to get some.
You don't take it home and cook it or anything, do you?
Oh, no. No, that's too far.
Yeah, I'm going to go with crazy.
I'm
going to
say that's crazy. Yeah.
I thought so, but I thought I would call so where I could talk to y'all.
You might need to get help with that, okay?
Sorry our interaction has us calling you crazy, but you are.
Congratulations.
Have a great day, Alyssa. Thank you for calling. Kelly, what happened over there?
My entire bottle of throat spray came unscrewed and is in my bag. I've got... Chloraseptic everywhere.
It just happened right there.
It just happened right during that phone call.
Yeah, she pulled it out to spray and it was empty.
I yawned and it hurt, so I was going to spray my throat and everything.
Well, just pour it from your bag straight into your mouth.
Oh, God.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, Kelly.
An entire bottle.
You still have some left, though. It'll be fine.
And it's not that, it's what it's on in a bag.
It's just a bag.
That's all right.
Yeah.
The show must go on, Kelly.
I know.
You don't understand when you don't have a purse.
It happens, Kelly. It happened.
Was Kaysen in here?
No, he was not. Hey, Holly, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right, go ahead. You're on the Does That Make Me Crazy lines.
All right, I think that everyone that drives a white van that has no windows is a kidnapper. Does that make me crazy?
I agree with you.
Every time I see a windowless white van, I memorize the license plate just in case.
Just in case.
Very suspicious.
Yep. You never know.
I'm so judgy about vans without windows.
Yep.
Unless they're a restaurant van. What's the point?
You always want to be the person that helps.
Yeah.
You know, solve the crime and cracks the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, you see anything suspicious, and you're like, yes, I did. A white van with no windows.
White and black vans with no windows have no need in my neighborhood.
Oh, black vans are, there's nothing wrong with a black
van.
No,
what? That's where they kidnap people.
No, it's only white vans.
White vans are kidnap kids, and then the black vans, that's when you get all the, like, the adults.
The black vans with no windows is CIA. And government,
undercover.
No, because in old school, they used the black van to kidnap the guys for the fraternity.
They're doing surveillance.
UberX.
It's Uber furniture delivery.
Yeah, Holly, you're not crazy. You're good. You're good.
Great.
Yeah. They're definitely kidnappers. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for that person driving the white van with no windows
aware.
Right now.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I'm not. I'm cool.
Dude,
the child that's in the back like, Mom, am I being kidnapped?
Dude, yeah.
I'm a painter, dude.
I'm a painter. I just do gardening, guys.
Yeah,
please. Please, you ruined it for me. Marcella.
Hello.
What you up to right now?
Oh, trying to drop off my kid, but she made me call in.
All right.
Your kid thinks you're crazy. Okay, good.
What do you do?
We'll let you know.
I eat everything in a circle. So if it's a sandwich, I have to eat it in a circle. If it's a pizza, I have to eat all the outer edge before I get to the center.
Oh, see, you do the pizza. That is crazy. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
That is crazy?
Yeah.
A little weird idiosyncrasy.
That's cray.
If it was just a sandwich, I think she would be fine. But the pizza.
I mean, it's a low grade of cray, but it's cray.
What about the burger?
Well, the burger's circular.
Is it okay if I do the burger?
Yeah, that's fine.
So as long as it's circular food, you don't have a problem with it, JC?
It's the pizza, though. That's weird.
Pizza's throwing you off. Well, pizza starts off as a circle.
Well, what if it's just a slice of pizza?
And a sandwich isn't a circle.
Yeah, sandwiches are square.
Oh, see, this is, what if it's round bread?
Yeah.
No, I'm like a weird eater. I've gotten better as I got older. I used to eat everything from top down.
Yeah.
No matter what it was.
Yeah, you're crazy, Marcella.
There's a little bit of logic to it.
Yeah.
You get to the best part at the end. Like, you know how everybody, like, cuts off their edges of the sandwich? If you eat it in a circle, you get to the best part for last.
There you go.
For last.
She's got good reasoning. It's good crazy, Marcella. We'll give you that
crazy,
one.
It's crazy, but it's good crazy.
It's good crazy.
All right.
All right. Let's go with Amber here. Amber.
Hi. When I was about 14, I smashed my thumbnail in a car door.
Uh-huh.
And a couple days later, my dad took me to the doctor, and the doctor burned a hole in my nail to kind of let all the blood come out and release the pressure.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, later, my thumbnail fell off, and I don't know why, but I kept it. Does that make me crazy?
Souvenir.
Where do you keep this thumbnail?
It's in a box that I have with some things from junior high and high school that I wanted to hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
you have some love letters and then a thumbnail in there.
Exactly.
Al?
No, it's not hurting anybody. Not that it's crazy has to hurt somebody, but I'm not really interpreting that as crazy.
Okay, Al says no.
It's just a souvenir.
It's just a thing.
Souvenir.
Yeah, it's just a thing.
Kelly says souvenir. Jenna?
I think that it's bizarre, so I'm going to say it's okay, but you're crazy.
There you go. Right. You got a vote for crazy, JC.
I'll give you it's pretty crazy to have the thumb.
Ah, split right down the middle on this one.
So you're half crazy. How about that, Amber?
Yeah, it's about 15 years now.
Okay, see? Does that change your answer?
Oh, wow.
15 years.
15 years you've kept that bad boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's still very bizarre.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right.
Low grade.
Low grade crazy, Amber. Yeah. There you go. Again, we don't have a PhD, so we don't really know if you're crazy. Okay, we have Kendall, who's 9 years old, on the line with us. Hey, Kendall, how you doing?
Good.
All right, you wanna tell us what potentially could make you crazy? Go ahead.
Well, I always have to have my jelly on the right side of my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for some reason.
Do you make them or does your mama?
My mom.
You can tell if she didn't do it right?
Yeah.
What if she puts the jelly on the right side but you accidentally flip your sandwich over?
Ooh.
What do you do?
Then I blame it on her.
Because how do you know which side is the right side?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it could be any side.
It could be her right.
I don't think you're crazy. I think you're perfect.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Yeah, not crazy, buddy.
Not crazy.
You're kind of crazy, Kendall. I'm not going
to
lie.
Do you want to be crazy, Kendall?
Yes.
Okay,
you are.
You're definitely crazy. Crazy.
You're crazy.
Totally crazy.
Totally crazy, Kendall.
You're so crazy.
Off the charts.
All right, Kendall, have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling, okay? There goes Kendall.
Little southern kids. Ooh.
And she wants
love it.
Crazy.
I have to have my jelly on the right.
That's what
side.
I've learned. People get disappointed when they're not crazy.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool name alert.
All right.
Candy.
Mom?
Is this Jenna's mom?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Did you hear? Like, she's ashamed. Like, how dare you? How dare you say I'm Jenna's mother?
I have to ask my mom's Candy, and you don't encounter that very much.
No.
Hey, Candy. Welcome to the Does That Make Me Crazy lines. What's yours?
Okay. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
We're ready.
Oh, we're ready.
Okay. When my dog sheds her hair, I save her hair, and then I make her pillow to lay on.
Oh, so she smells herself.
Wait, so you put her hair in a pillowcase, or how does that work?
You know, it just depends on which color she wants for that day, okay? Because I've got it way back when she was a puppy,
mm-hmm.
and she's 11 now. So, you know, I've got several pillows laying around. And
she sheds a lot.
I know. And if I could have, I would have breastfed this dog.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
okay.
Now you popped that.
Yeah, you were right there.
There we go.
You I were thought right.
Candy made it. Hall of Fame up
or
in this.
You could have gone either way, because you know pillows have feathers and feathers have hair. So I was like, but could just saying you would have breastfed.
Okay, we don't need to repeat that.
Well, she would have breastfed the dog, Kelly.
Yeah, but I didn't even breastfeed my son. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah. Candy, you need to die
Candy.
Straight. Are you sure this isn't Jenna's mother?
Anyway,
I breastfed.
Can y'all tell?
You need to drive straight to the hospital.
Candy, great. Welcome to
does, you 100%.
Your Hall of Fame. Does that make me crazy?
100% bona fide. Yeah, we're getting your name engraved in a door.
Oh, that's wonderful. Just spell my name with an I.
All right.
Candy with an I.
Yeah.
All right, girl.
Please send
we
one of those pillows to Kelly, by the way.
Oh, thank you. We love Mesquite.
Bye. Bye, Candy. You can't make this stuff up.
I think she's telling the truth.
Oh, absolutely, she's telling the truth.
I know there's a lot of people that absolutely agree with her.
I've never met a Candy that's
right now.
That woman was telling the truth. She wasn't even making that up.
Dogs are their babies.
No, that's it right there.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time to play Beat the Bank once again. We play twice a day. Played an hour ago, and Jeff won $650, but that time it went all the way to $1,000. He missed it just by that much.
Just a second.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll take our number Lucky 7. How about that?
Cool.
Hopefully that brings you some luck and you win a bunch of money. Luck is what this girl probably needed, by the way, in Levittown, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Jacinda Cambray was having her sweet 16 birthday party on Sunday night.
Aw.
Everything's going great, Al.
Yeah.
She's looking right.
Uh-huh.
And then it started raining.
Oh, man.
I know, right?
When that happens, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fortunately, it was not water.
Hmm?
It started raining poop.
What?
Okay.
Apparently, I know. I'm sorry, Kelly, but apparently a plane was flying overhead they emptied out their waste in the wrong area.
No.
There was 40 people at the party.
I always thought that was like...
I didn't know that actually happened.
Yeah, I didn't either.
They had like trucks, like how they refuel planes.
Yeah.
They clean out when they land. Right.
And then they clean out the...
Yeah, hookups, just like at a trailer park. Like, you know, when you have an RV or something.
I know. But over the city, here's a clip of the news story.
Happy birthday to you.
Right here. This was the spot. And out of nowhere from the sky comes a bunch of feces. Lands on here very hard. Landed on the baby seat that was here.
Just got done with cake, thank God. We took the cake back in because within 2 minutes, something fell from the sky. It was brown. It was everywhere. It got on everything.
I grabbed the hose, immediately start lining things up, and I took the canopy, put it in the lawn to start washing off.
It was gross.
I was eating cake, and then I just heard a big splat.
It looked like if 100 birds flew over and went to the bathroom all simultaneously, that's what it looked like.
Definitely not legal.
And everybody was not very happy.
Can you imagine?
Okay, they can obviously track the plane that this did this.
Well, they're trying to. There
has to be a flight path. You know.
Yeah, there is. There were about five planes flying in the area at that time, and the FAA is still trying to figure out which one dropped it on Jacinda's party.
Dropped a bomb on me.
There's no amount of money that can compensate that family for that.
Oh, there's no way. And if you're wondering, is that allowed? No, that is not allowed at all.
This is like literal crop dusting.
The airplanes are supposed to get rid of their waste at airports, not while they're flying over some 16-year-old birthday party.
Was it an accident that the thing just fell open, the trap door open? I mean,
I hope not.
Yeah,
it seems like it needs to be a little bit more complicated.
I was in the bathroom at the time. Could I just fall out too?
Yeah, like, John.
So many questions.
John, I meant to pull the landing gear, but I pulled the poop deck.
Oh, I just wanted to drop the kids off at the party.
Maybe she wanted one of those.
That poor girl.
It happens.
That poor girl.
Hey, it happens.
Maybe she asked for the cake I got, the poop emoji cake.
Yeah, Jenna got that cake.
She was like, that's not what I meant.
That would have been perfect. Oh, my goodness.
How was your birthday? My birthday was the...
My birthday was the ish.
Yeah. Oh, poor thing.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Jacinda. Happy birthday.
Oh.
I'm not gonna lie, I forgot to write the.
Oh my god!
I forgot.
Okay, next week I'm back.
I forgot.
I'm bringing my funny back. I'm gonna find some funny.
You are?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll find it. I was going to Mexico over the weekend.
I just need the 3-day weekend. To rejuice.
Okay. Wrong choice of words after that story. Yeah. Darlene DeFore, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing great. Where are you going to work right now?
I just brought my daughter to school.
Okay.
What part of Louisiana are you in?
I am from Tickfaw, Louisiana. It's right outside of Hammond.
Hey, good call there, Big Al.
I knew that accent.
Well, Darlene, here's how the game works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. Numbers are going to be thrown your way. When you think that's as high as it's going to go, you make sure you yell stop for us, even if it's $1,000. Because if it closes on you, you get nothing, Darlene. And we want you to win some money for that little girl of yours, okay?
Oh, yeah. Look, we tried to do it before she went to school, so she's going to be excited.
Yeah, kids love this game,
by
the way.
They do. It's so fun.
Maybe we'll do a kids edition with candy. Just candy. All right, Darlene, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right, let's play.
Beat the bank.
Good luck.
$340.
Whoa.
Great start.
$410. $460. $540.
Well,
$540. Let's go. Go for it.
Let's be generous. We'll be generous. $540.
Okay, thank you.
Not my money. You can have
it. Right. $540.
All right, $540. What are you going to do with that?
I don't know. My daughter was promised some money if she gets all A's, so she's taking an exam today, so we'll see how she does.
Okay.
Good deal.
$10 is good for
it's
all
a good A's. Incentive. No way. Not these days.
All right, Darlene, looks like the banker was getting on a roll there. Would you like to see how high it goes?
Sure, let's go.
All right, you got $540. Ooh. Let's see how high it goes.
Okay.
$600.
Okay.
$630. $650.
Yeah.
Oh, so excited, banker.
$660. $730.
Slam.
Come on.
Slam.
There you go.
There you go. $540, girl.
Not bad, Darlene.
Yep. Got a lot of it.
Excited. My limit was $500, so I went a little over, so I'm good.
Perfect. There you go.
All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy your money, okay, Darlene?
Thank you. I love y'all.
All right.
Love you.
Oh, we love you more.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So if you've been listening to the show the last, month or so, you heard that our own Kelly Raspberry got super hacked.
I did really bad.
Bad.
Seriously.
Like hacked
bad.
As bad as possible. Yeah.
Coming in to work in tears type of hack.
Third degree.
I guess it's not as bad as possible. They didn't take my money, which, JC, that's been your issue, is your debit card keeps getting stolen and you keep losing money.
Yeah, hope you enjoyed all the Petco stuff, guys. Hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got a lot of dog food and your dogs are all happy.
That is a spoiled pet.
At least they're dog lovers.
I guess so. But, Kelly, you brought in a yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do. I was kind of taking the hackers' words for it, that they were going to leave me alone, and then I found out they weren't. They were still in my stuff, messing with me. And
never
so,
never trust a dishonest
Chris
hacker.
Chris Karnak came into my life, and he fixed everything for me. I don't know how he did it, but he did it. I just took my hands away from the steering wheel and let him take control.
Yeah.
Chris.
So he's a moral hacker.
Yeah.
That's what you are?
An ethical.
Moral,
ethical.
Yeah, that's some people call us white hats. I'm a gray hat.
Okay.
But yes, that's my title. My term is a ethical hacker.
That, you're like superheroes. So you get to pick if you're a villain or if you want to be a good guy, basically,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and you could turn at any moment.
Right, right. It's always on the edge.
Yeah.
How did you get into this?
Curiosity. I've wrote software for 13, 14 years and,
yeah.
and finally decided I'm tired of this. Now I want to break it. So started messing with that.
Now, do you think hackers target, because Kelly, you're not very good with technology.
They told me flat out, they actually called me the night I was hacked. They had all my personal information and called me,
they
I guess because they
you.
Wanted to brag a little bit and wanted to take credit, mm-hmm. I guess. And I think they were just doing it because they could, to see if they could. Because like I said, they didn't take any money from me.
Right.
And they didn't publish any of my personal information. So they were telling me they weren't breaking any laws.
Is that true, Chris?
No.
So they are breaking laws.
Absolutely. Federal laws.
It's almost like terrorism.
So if
it's exactly what it is.
It is. It was horrible.
Personal terrorism.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Right.
And I think a lot of people probably don't recognize how easy it is for someone, even a teenager that's really smart and knows computers and code, how easy it is for them to hack into our stuff, right?
About 70% of all the hackers are under the age of 16.
And they probably all think that it's not illegal unless I steal something. I'm just breaking in there.
It is illegal for a spouse or even just a girlfriend or a boyfriend to access mm-hmm. their other person's email.
Shut up!
Yeah. Whoa! And hold on, Chris.
This is a game changer.
This is a real question,
Would you
Chris.
Throw people in jail?
What if the email account is sitting there open?
Yeah, is it illegal if my buddy leaves his Facebook open and I write a really nasty note on there for him?
No, it's basically the act of logging in and accessing it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Where
if
do
they
that?
Are,
if they're not, they're leaving their stuff open.
That's fair game. Okay.
It's kind of their problem.
Sorry, guys at the office. I'm still coming for
Where do you find that we are most vulnerable for this kind of situation? In what areas of our life?
Electronics will always be vulnerable. Technology will always be vulnerable as long as it's written and designed by human beings.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
The most vulnerable actually is the person. Social engineering. The easiest thing to hack is the person, not the computer, because I can get someone to tell me their passwords or their email addresses or their home address or something like that just by talking to them mm-hmm. in a bar or walking up to them in line at the bank.
Gaining their trust.
Or wandering by. People want to trust other people. People want to be liked by other people.
Yeah.
They want to be part of something. And
yeah.
so I can call people on the phone or I can walk up to them in person. And if you know how social engineering works, you can talk them out of the information you want. But as far as tips go, biggest tip is don't make your password easy. Everybody does it.
So you would say that Kelly should be pretty good from now on, Chris, with your help.
Absolutely. I think that she's as secure as she can be now.
Yeah. And see, and that's the thing is, like, you know, the hackers actually reached out to me after we waited till the very last minute to kick them out of everything because they were still on my Twitter.
Yeah.
They were making me follow these random people. They were monitoring everything I did. So I had to do this really quietly with Chris. And then at the last minute, we kicked them out because I changed all my passwords.
Oh.
It was exciting. I was waiting to see what would happen. And about 3 or 4 days passed when they sent me a text like, "How you doing, Kelly?" And I didn't respond because I don't want to taunt them. I don't want to say, "Oh yeah, you think you can do it again? Try it." No,
you got out.
I don't want. I am so thankful to be hopefully done with them forever, and I want to see them fully prosecuted as much as the law will allow. And I will help any police officers or FBI or anybody that wants to prosecute these kids because that what they did was terrorism.
Yeah,
and it was not fun. And another thing he told me was about Wi-Fi. You always riding the on and off button on the Wi-Fi.
Great. Why?
Another tip for you is, I don't know if she shared it with everyone, but
she did.
Mm-hmm.
I have a device about the size of a cell phone. And any of the people in the information security group that are listening or sector that are listening to this know what it is when I call it. It's a pineapple. And I can just sit in a coffee shop or a bookstore or something like that, turn it on, and it will just sit there and collect everybody's usernames and passwords and emails without me doing anything. Now, the reason this happens is because it exploits a common feature, which is not illegal, which is not wrong, whereas everybody leaves their cell phones Wi-Fi on
all
because
the time.
data plans cost so much.
Yeah.
And so they tell you, leave your Wi-Fi on, your GPS is better. And then when you get to a, you know, a place where you have your Wi-Fi hooked up, it automatically connects. What a Pineapple does is it says, I am your home Wi-Fi. And your phone goes, okay, cool, thanks, here. And starts sending all the information and doing updates. It updates your emails. It updates your everything. Oh. And it, when it does that, it sends the username and password.
That is so scary.
Is that what
scary.
The squatters in the coffee shop are doing?
Quite possible.
Well, how do you buy one of these pineapples?
We don't ask that question.
Well, are they easy to get? Can like anybody get it?
Yes.
Jeez.
They sell them online.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like anything. You've seen the new $9 computer. It's companies like that that are just creating this. And there's nothing illegal about it. It's nothing.
Oh, boy.
It just uses a feature on the phone that somebody didn't think about could be used.
And so even if you're not logged into your bank account online, they can still get into your phone and get your passwords and stuff and can later get in and do all that stuff.
So you need to leave your Wi-Fi on your phone off unless
you know you're in a location that's
like when you're
secure.
Home. Yeah. When I'm home, I turn it on.
Pineapple can't
I'm trying
pick it up.
To get used to remembering it. And then
plus
when I leave, I turn it off.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's hard.
I also turn off Bluetooth.
Are things like LifeLock and I think TransUnion has some sort of something that locks your credit up. Are those worth the money? Or I guess any prevention is good, but
yes, I don't actually. I use a particular one that I'm not, you know,
sure,
necessarily going to throw it out there. But and I'll help anybody. You know, this is what I do, so people can contact me if they have issues or problems, and then I can share that information.
I bet
with them.
Some people will call you.
Yeah.
But, I use one.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I use it is because it can actually monitor transactions within the bank and relate them to my credit report.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody did a carbon imprint of my credit card at a restaurant. And
that means they have all the numbers and they take the back code and
sure.
And then they sold it online. Somebody paid a $450 phone bill in New York about it. So I just called the bank. They said, nah, that's definitely not you. We've seen your transaction history,
yeah,
and they put the money back in. But it's that easy. I mean, that's old school, but you know, electronic pickpocketing is where it's at now. That's why everybody says get the wallets that have the blockers for the chips,
because they have those things where they just bump onto your
I can just walk by you,
yeah, and it picks it up.
Yeah,
for the digital players out there,
digital
the
players,
same thing work. If you see a hot girl but you're too afraid to ask her what her phone number is, can't you somehow get her phone number without
But then you call her like a creepy person.
That makes you a huge
creepy.
I'm just asking if it's out
Creepers,
there.
Creepers, creeper, Al.
I'm just asking if it's out
hey,
there.
Hey, baby, I just got your phone. I wanted to call you real quick. You want to go for a date?
Hey, I saw your photos. Oh, the ones online? No, the ones all over your computer.
Who does that? Oh. Al?
But you know, all the people, the actresses in Hollywood, a lot of them have been...
Their
issues
the cloud.
On their phone because they don't realize what's backing up and what's not. It's really about situational awareness and trust but verify. Those are the two things I can't harp on enough.
Turn off
it's
that Wi-Fi.
To understand.
Are
don't
you
going
to be able to help JC with his debit card keep getting stolen?
Yeah, there are actually ways that you can prevent that.
Yeah, just stop being stupid.
Stop using the debit card at the gas station. Yeah, right.
Cash only, man. Yeah. Yeah, cash only.
Cash only. You look like a drug dealer.
Yeah. Just walk out with a big roll.
Strap. Oh,
that's good information, man. That's really good information.
Chris, if somebody's suffering from this and they got hacked, how can we contact you?
Website. I've got a phone number, an email address. You can send me an email at help.
Yeah.
Or help me at digitalinterlude.com.
At digitalinterlude.com.
We'll put it up at kidnation.com.
Yeah.
Because that's a pretty long email.
But if they got hacked, they probably can't get to the computer to get the email. Oh, man, this is such a...
Yeah, do you have a mailing address? We're going to have to go back. I'm going to send mine my horse.
We accept carrier pigeon and fax.
I mean, it's such a shame that your service is needed, but thank God, you know, because I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah.
I wish this had never happened to me, but it did. I have to just live my life differently online.
Kelly, are you sure Chris wasn't the hacker?
Right? He did this just to meet me.
Is this you, villain?
Yeah.
Are you villain?
Me, I would have done the selfie thing already.
That's funny. Well, thanks for helping us, because she was miserable.
It was off, and I had to come to work. And it was, I couldn't even think of anything, but it's really, it was terrorism. It's true.
I don't like bullies. I never have.
Yeah. And that's what they were doing
when I was a kid. And so when I'm, you know, I got big and grew up, I was like, okay, well, let's get a little big on digital.
Well, thank you, Chris, because we definitely saw a change in attitude when Kelly got help from you. And thank you for helping us.
Thank you for all of us.
Future help for me that you're going to give me.
You're our second favorite man right now. Bill.
Yeah, if you were single. Woo.
You met Bill. You met Bill, didn't you?
Not yet.
No.
But I did meet sweet little Emma Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She is darling.
Thank you.
Was that your password?
No.
Sweet little Emma Kelly.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.